Tongue-Tied, a gunless fanfiction story written by Helen 78 and read by Lutzula. Once in a while, it just got so damn tiring fighting the kid, fighting Sean, all the time. Tonight, Ben must have been more tired than he thought, because he woke up with a cold, nickel-plated barrel of Sean's 45 pressed up against his neck, and a smooth length of rope wrapped around one wrist. And Sean whispered out, "No sudden moves now." And Ben just sighed and relaxed into the bed. Sean got one of Ben's wrists all tied up, but he had to put his gun down to get the other. Ben could tell Sean was braced for him to put up a fight, but Ben just didn't have it in him. They were 2 months on the trail this time. Not a lot of food or water or rest in all of those days. When Ben got a little bit ahead of Sean, he'd checked into a hotel, but he hadn't counted on Sean finding him before he could get a full night's sleep. He didn't really give a shit, though. He was worn clean through from the chase. At this point, he almost didn't care whether he got Sean or Sean got him. "You gonna fall asleep on me, Cutter?" "Thinking about it," Ben admitted. "What do you say we call a truce?" Sean laughed and tugged on the rope connecting Ben's wrists. "I'd say I kinda have the upper hand." "Which is all you got at the moment," Ben pointed out. "Truce'll get you more." Sean paused with one hand on Ben's bare shoulder. His breathing was loud in the hotel room. Ben could just about hear him considering it. "How much more are we talking about, Cutter?" "How much you want?" Sean put his 45 on the bedside table. He stroked a hand through Ben's hair. "I could see my way to wanting a lot. You up for any of that?" "Up for all of that," Ben admitted. "You gonna leave me tied up while you get on with it?" "I think I better." "Even with the truce?" "I think I like the idea of you all tied up while I get on with it." Ben sucked in a breath. He'd been half hard before, thinking about the possibilities. But now he was nervous, his balls tightening up as he clenched at the rope. Still, fair was fair, and he was sick of fighting. "Okay," he murmured. "All right, come on then." Sean drew the covers back. Ben was naked underneath them, which caught Sean by surprise, it seemed like. Sean ran both hands down Ben's back, shoulders to thighs, lingering a while on Ben's ass. Just far enough to let Sean know he was saying yes to that. Or at the very least, he understood what the truce meant, and he wasn't going to say no. It wasn't like he'd never had it done. He ran with a wild crowd before he settled down into the bounty hunting business, and some of the men in that crowd were rough and hungry and didn't care whether you'd never heard of such a thing, whether you needed a minute or two, or a slug of whiskey to warm up to the idea. But Sean was different. Sean wasn't just letting down his pants and getting to business. It was like Sean wanted to take his time and enjoy it. Like he wanted Ben to enjoy it. Ben shivered and pressed his hips down into the bed, trying to rub his dick against the sheets. The rope still had him kind of nervous, kind of on edge, but Sean was touching him all over, touching him real gentle and real slow, and Ben could maybe live with the ropes if it meant Sean was going to touch him like that. Once Sean had had his fill of touching Ben's back, his arms, his legs, everywhere else he could reach, Sean moved his hands between Ben's legs and rubbed his thumbs up higher and higher, finally slipping them down between Ben's cheeks and holding his buttocks apart. And yet, his body wasn't anywhere near where it'd need to be for him to push in and fuck Ben. So what? "I'm guessing you had a bath before you went to bed," Sean murmured. He shifted in. God in heaven, that was Sean's tongue on Ben's inner thigh. That was his stubble scraping across Ben's skin. "You smell nice and clean."
Yeah, Ben stammered.
"Sean, what?" "I had this done to me once," Sean said, real soft, breath coming out against Ben's ass.
And I'm wondering if you're gonna like it as much as I did.
Like what? Oh, Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ, Ben panted, because that was Sean's tongue. That was Sean's tongue sliding into Ben's crack. That was Sean's tongue pushing just the slightest bit inside him, softer and smoother than anybody's fingers had ever been, gentler than Ben had ever imagined anyone being with him. Sean pulled back for half a second, chuckling.
I think that's a yes.
Well, don't stop.
Didn't plan to. Not for a while yet.
And he didn't. Sean licked slowly across Ben's hole, over and over again, tip of his tongue twisting against the pucker. Just teasing. Teasing, the son of a bitch. Teasing when he could be pushing that tongue in.
Ben opened his mouth wide, panting for it, and tilted his hips back so he could get more. So he could get just as much as Sean was willing to offer.
Sean, please. It suddenly occurred to Ben that it was a good thing he was tied up like this. If he'd had his arms free, he'd have been grabbing at Sean, demanding something. He couldn't even have said what. He just needed Sean to do more of that. More of everything. Sean got the idea, though, and he took his mouth away from Ben's ass just for long enough to get his fingers wet. As soon as they were, he pushed them into Ben's ass, licking gently all around them.
Oh, God damn it, Sean!
Come on, Sean whispered. Ben could feel every single breath, every hot little puff of air. Sean crooked his fingers, and Ben twisted hard against the ropes, moaning and gasping and pleading for a man he'd never intended to beg for.
Jesus, Sean, I want you. Come on, take me.
I am, Sean murmured, and he went right on back to licking, tongue getting harder and more insistent against Ben's hole, fingers twisting back and forth as Sean's tongue flicked over and past them. It was too much. Ben couldn't have stopped himself from moving if Sean had used twice this much rope. He worked his hips forward, dragging his cock against the sheets, and then moved back, trying to get more of Sean's fingers, Sean's tongue. If he could have taken Sean's whole hand, he might have tried, so long as Sean kept licking.
Please, Sean. God, please.
Sean pushed his fingers in hard, deep as they'd go, and twisted his tongue around them until Ben saw stars. Ben moaned long and low and deep, and he was almost so damn close already.
Come on, Ben, Sean growled. Spill it for me.
Ben. Ben shoved back against Sean's hand one more time and came, hearing his Christian name on Sean's lips over and over again in his head. His heart was beating so fast he thought it might break. He was starting to ache real deep inside, but he didn't want Sean to go anywhere. But soon enough, Sean was moving, slipping his hand free of Ben's ass. He sighed long and loud and came up so he could sit somewhere Ben could see him. Ben wasn't real keen on looking anywhere. Didn't really care to do much besides lie here collapsed in a puddle and a mess. But Sean seemed to expect it, and Ben figured he owed him. He squinted up at Sean.
How long do you think this truce ought to last? Sean asked quietly.
Forever, Ben thought, not that it was practical. Till we leave town? Sean nodded. Wasn't planning to move on right away, myself.
You?
Ben swallowed. Not in much of a hurry, neither. Okay, then. Sean reached up to one of Ben's wrists and rubbed his thumb against the rope. I should probably untie you, then. Not real truce-like having you trust.
Guess not, Ben agreed.
Guess you're gonna have to let me even the score later.
Sean grinned down at him.
Only be fair, he said, and he started untying the knots.
The end.
This has been a reading of Tongue Tied by Helen78.
You can find more of her stories at helensfic.dreamwidth.org, and you can find more of my podfic at lutzula.dreamwidth.org.